Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Jay, Key, good morning.
Good morning. Looks like you have on capris again, Max.
Well, I have to pull down my khakis.
Pull them down,
again,
man.
Why
are you always wearing khakis anyway?
Because it's 90 degrees outside. I like
Don't
to walk in
other
between
pants
shows.
And khakis?
Yeah, but if you want to stay cool.
You want a pair of khakis?
No.
If
How many pairs of khakis cool? do you have in your?
Like three or four.
And why do you wear them every day?
Because if I like to walk home in between shows, I live a couple miles away.
Only walk in khakis?
What? So it's 80-something degrees. I don't want to be sweating in jeans and stuff.
I got khakis.
Yeah.
I have a pair.
You have a pair.
Yeah. You know
but
why
you don't
I had
wear
to get
the,
a pair, though?
Why?
Because of the country club.
Yeah, the country club type of guy over here.
Yeah,
I had to get a pair of khakis.
I've never been inside a country club. I've never
guy.
Been in a country club. Never
really?
Been inside. No, not inside. No.
Yeah.
Never been inside?
No, I've been club. Driven by. No, I've never been in a country club. No.
Interesting, though.
Yeah.
You
got to
see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a very country club face.
I have a country club face?
No.
Huh? No.
No. No. You don't.
Stiff upper lip?
No, he doesn't. No. No, you don't have a country club. He doesn't have a California country
club. It's a California country club look.
I don't think this is a country club look, guys.
It's like a San Diego.
Because usually they're going to be clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything is tight.
Yeah,
everything
blonde,
is just tucked in. Everything is just nice and straight.
The Patagonia.
They got the Jason Garrett handshake going.
Right.
Jason,
you know. Oh, yeah, all in tight. No, I don't know what fork to eat with
You're
all that
the Patagonia,
stuff.
Patagonia, you know, like.
No. You're confusing handsomeness.
You
with country
certainly
club.
Have the country club education.
Yes,
there's no question about
you have
that.
You have the Hampton country club kind of look.
I've never been to a country club anywhere, including the Hamptons. I don't mind. You know,
you don't play golf, so where you going there?
Exactly.
For?
By the way, I lived in Bel Air. You know what I found out?
I lived in Bel Air next to Elon Musk.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what they wanted for? What do you think yearly dues were back then? It's like 10 years ago to the country club. Bel Air.
I don't know
country.
What yearly dues. Yeah. Key, what are your yearly dues?
I'm not
a member of a country
annual
club.
Dues.
So yeah, annual.
Yearly.
You don't know what
Same
dues
thing.
You have, do you?
Yearly is annual.
Wait, Max Key's face is like, what dues?
He's like, my
do
business, my accountant takes care of that.
No, I'm trying to think. If we, no, we do it. I'm trying to think.
But it was six figures. When I heard that, I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't need to be a
No, it's not six figures.
It was
no,
six, it was, in Bel Air, it was six figures
it's
together.
Six to get in. Once
no,
you're
no,
in,
I think it was
not
damn,
six.
What kind of country
I'm pretty
clubs
sure it was
y'all joining?
Yeah.
Country club, yeah, top country clubs are expensive, though. Especially
that
when
entry fee is not.
No, entry fees are expensive.
Jay, this is not the public golf course in Jersey, okay? This is a different thing they're talking about.
Hey, that's why I grew up caddying. Come on, man. Trying to make, you know, humble beginnings, Max.
Yes, and did you ever think from those humble beginnings,
you
would
go.
Rise
the
to the level where you could now go into a virtual country club that you own on the NFT? Don't you own an NFT with a virtual country
you
club?
You own in the metaverse.
In the metaverse,
Max.
Right? You
Please
own a,
get the terminology
He owns property
correctly.
Right on the golf course in the metaverse.
I do own property.
In the metaverse? On the golf course?
No, it's not on the golf course.
Where is
beach.
It?
It's on the beach.
It's on the beach.
Yeah.
I sold him beachfront property in Arizona.
Not even in Arizona. It's in his mind.
Next to
right,
Snoop Dogg.
Right. Actually, it's a block down from Snoop.
You know what? I also, like, you know, for the kids, like, mess around, they give me, like, here, you own this star or whatever, right? Like, they'll sell you for $10. You own a certain star. That's like beachfront property in the metaverse.
Well, you know, we should probably
you
see
probably it. Want to catch on to that, Max, sooner or later.
Speaking of stars. How's that for a transition?
That's your best one of the week.
Bruce Bowen was a three-time NBA champion, and earlier on this show, Jay pointed out that I said if Steph, I have him at 11, but if he cracks the top 10, he might be taking Duncan's spot. And, of course, Bruce Bowen, a teammate of Tim Duncan's,
yeah. It was a
he signed
question.
Right up for it. Here's what he had to say.
Max, you know, was saying right now he is Steph Curry, number 11. By the way, I love that.
Number 11 for what?
He said number
all
11.
Time.
All time. But he said the first guy to go down
all
probably
time?
Out of the top 10. He said the first guy to go down probably out of the top 10 might be Tim Duncan. When it's all said and done, how
Stop.
Do you feel? Don't kill the messenger.
Stop. Who are you taking? All right, Bruce, if not Duncan, who are you taking out? Jay's taking Wilt out. Who are you taking out if not Duncan?
Well, I'm not taking Duncan out. That's a damn
of
sure.
Of course you're not.
Go ahead, get Will out of there then. Get Will out. And
Bruce is like, take MJ out. Just leave Duncan alone.
Easy now. I didn't say go crazy now, Max.
Not MJ. Leave MJ in, but it's anyone but Duncan's coming out for Bruce Bowen. Someone's got to come out of the top 10.
I don't think it's Tim. I think, frankly, the lack of championships for Wilt, I think it's one of the things that hurts him, even though I know the point production, the rebounds, all of that. But against his contemporaries at that time, you know, Bill Russell won more championships.
A lot more.
And those numbers, the average size of the NBA back then compared to what it is now.
He did average 50 and 25 one season. Averaged 50 and 25.
Pistol Pete averaged a lot of points, too. Yeah. I mean, like.
Yeah, you can't. Look, here's how this thing has to go. So I think you got to let his career finish. Okay? You let his career finish and play out. Because everybody's careers are over with that's in the top 10. Who's still playing?
Right?
You got to let it finish.
Reasonable. Look at you being reasonable.
No, I'm just saying.
The only dude in the top 10 who's still playing is LeBron. Everyone else, LeBron is in the top 10. He's still playing.
But his stuff is so different, though. He's like in a whole other universe.
There are two players who are going to be knocking on the top 10 door who are, right now, I'd have them at like 11 and 12, Steph and KD. I guess if you had that, I guess they're both going to be in the top 10 by the time they're
done. What did you say? After last night, there's a sizable gap between the two.
Steph and KD?
I'm not going to, as a hooper,
I think
KD is, as a hooper, I think KD, like the skill set is the ultimate.
Yeah, 7 feet and the most skilled.
It's the ultimate, right? Shooting, scoring, all that, ultimate. The culture, the winning, the championships, all that favors Steph. The unanimous MVP, the greatest shooter of all time, all that favors Steph.
But doesn't Steph have a unique skill set too? The fact that he can shoot like that and handle the ball the way that he handles it for his size up against big dudes, wouldn't you consider that a unique skill set too?
What you said. I think the two championships now that he has on his belt without KD.
It's such an interesting comparison, Steph and KD, because on the one hand, they're on the same team. At the same time, there's zero debate as to who's the better player. KD is better. On the other hand.
But you're calling Stephen Curry the best player in the game right now.
On the other hand, Steph is the reason, really, when you look at it, that KD even wanted to be there.
Well, Max, I'm confused.
Go ahead.
So you say that KD is better than Steph, but yet you say Steph is the best player.
Would you like my answer?
Yes.
KD, when he played in that Toronto series, ruptured his Achilles. After that, he's come back. Would you say he's as good as he was at that point?
Yes.
When
he dropped 50. Wait. What are you talking about?
You can point
to. He looks the same to me, but I may be. I don't know. Maybe
on defense, KD was a great player. Now he's a willing player. He's not the same player on defense.
What is Steph?
Wait. We're comparing KD to KD. I'm saying this KD is not quite as good as the KD pre-injury on Golden
KD
State.
To Steph, then.
If you diminish KD a little and you bring Steph a little,
so you're diminishing KD because he's not the same defensive player? Yeah. Doesn't mean that he's not the same offensive player.
So overall,
if you diminish KD defensively, is he still better than Steph defensively?
What I'm saying is this.
Can you answer my question before you
KD,
make your point?
What I'm saying is KD is still probably a better defender than Steph just because of his size, right? Okay. But it's not – Steph's impact on a game goes beyond just, as you like to point out, how many points he's scoring and all that stuff. So I would say even counting that stuff with Steph, when KD was at his height, at his best on goals, he was still better than Steph. Overall, he's better than Steph. Now that KD's been a little diminished by the injury and Steph has shown under pressure in the clutch, in the finals, stuff I have not seen before, carrying the team and scoring in the second half, everything. Now, look, am I sure that Steph is the best player in the game? No. I think it's super close between him, KD, Giannis, But at this moment, having just seen Steph do that and KD, I'll take Steph at this moment by a hair.
Yeah, and KD went down to the team that the Warriors beat in the Celtics. So if KD never joined
Kyrie,
the Warriors, would he have won a championship by now?
Jay? Maybe not.
I don't know. I mean, would he have gotten one in OKC? Probably not.
Not with Westbrook, I don't think.
Probably not.
The vibe wasn't there.
I don't know. That's a legit question, too.
You know, in 16, the one team that doesn't get talked about enough, because we always talk about Cavs and Warriors, is OKC probably should have beaten them both. Uh-huh. That team was savage.
Loaded. James Harden, Russ.
And I
Steph.
I was
but
there.
Again,
KP,
like Harry
Perkins.
Like Harry said when he was home with us. But they didn't.
And you know what?
They didn't.
I remember I told you I bought my own ticket, my own way, because I wanted to be there as a fan for Cavs Game 7 against the Warriors. Did the same thing in the Western Conference Finals for Game 7, Thunder Warriors. And the difference was KD and Russ didn't get it done in Game 7 in the fourth quarter. LeBron and Kyrie did. Those moments, y'all, I'm telling you, it's so close. Those are the moments.
In his own way.
It's connected. Now you feel where the pain came from.
You spent your money and they didn't win.
That's where the pain came from. It left a scar. A
couple Gideons, Max buying Gideons.
That scar didn't get healed until, honestly, last night. That's when that scar got healed for you.
No. That's not the scar. Yeah, in 16, I was expecting Steph to win. And not only that, I was on TV all year saying, he's the best. And then when he came up small, I was like, Steph, I'll show him. Jason in Syracuse, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
I'll show him.
Nah, man, Jason in Raleigh, man, North Carolina, bro.
Oh, so what's up, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, Raleigh. I got cousins in Raleigh.
RDU
Duke
area,
Nation
baby.
All day, man. Yeah, I'm in Duke Nation all day, man. I drive Uber up and down Tobacco Road. UNC fans getting out, start talking junk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, cold jungle look, chicken and everything.
Hey, and Keisha, I'm a Laker fan, so you already know. This is what I got to say, man. Steph Curry, top eight, man. But what I can't stand, I'm tired of people disrespecting Kobe, man. If Kobe ain't in your top five, you need to go get a psyche valve. I'm tired of it. You got to call in this morning talking about number 10.
I got Kobe 7.
Got a rating of 9 and 10.
So wait.
Ain't no way. Kobe, top, man, Kobe number one. He over Jordan. I don't care what
over
nobody.
Jordan.
Over Jordan.
Wow. Everything I Kobe's in, Jordan, like Kobe, Jordan won more titles, averaged more points, a better defender. What do you like? What?
Max,
yeah.
Let this man finish.
Hey, this is my opinion. Everybody got their own opinion, that's bro. Right. But Kobe got more points, more assists, more rebounds. Jordan 5 for 7. You know what I'm saying?
People,
you could put Jordan too.
For his career, we're talking about averages.
Yeah, for his career. I mean, Kobe didn't start his first year. You take that 7.6 he averages rookie year, then look at what his average is.
No, through their primes, Jordan's numbers are all better than Kobe's.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you could put Jordan. I don't have no argument. But people come in and talk about Kobe number 9, number 10 or something, man.
I hear you on Kobe. Here's the thing about Kobe, guys. When you look at, like, Bird and Magic, oh, my God, they were so great offensively. So was Kobe. And then Kobe was also at his best a great defensive player, too, and won all the championships. He's basically Jordan. Basic, not quite, but just. Mark Spears, Antscape senior NBA writer with us now. Where does Steph Curry rate? Mark Spears is gone.
Then we lost him.
Mark J. Spears is gone.
We'll get him back. We'll get him back.
I do understand, like, because
the Kobe slight does kind of feel real sometimes when people. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he deserves to be in the top five. I think he's like top 10.
Yeah.
But, like, it does feel like sometimes people skip over.
You start off with three people, Kareem, MJ, and LeBron. That's the three.
Yeah.
Now, who's your next two? Really, your next two?
If it's not Russell and Wilt, if you're saying, I'm not really going to do players from that era, the game wasn't quite the same, now you take those two out, I think the candidates are Magic, Kobe.
Magic's in my top five.
Bird, Shaq, Duncan, Steph, KD, right? Like, those would be the handful.
I have Bill Russell and Magic.
I got Bill Russell and Wilt. Mark J. Spears, Antscape senior NBA writer. You can't say anything about Bill Russell. Mark, where does Steph Curry now rank among the all-time great players? We want a number, Mark.
Five.
Whoa! Five! So who are the four ahead of him?
Oh, man, I ain't had my coffee yet, brother. Let me see.
We already know three of them.
MJ, LeBron, Kareem,
yeah,
who's the fourth? And Bill Russell?
Why is LeBron a cinch?
Ooh, LeBron's not a cinch to Mark Spears. Wow. I would say he's a cinch because...
He got more championships, don't he?
Yeah, but LeBron has taken lesser teams farther than anyone ever, probably, right? And consistently.
That last team Steph had was great?
Nope. Steph just did it one time. LeBron's done it a bunch of times.
He's been finals MVP four times.
Yeah. Yeah. Steph needed four bites of the apple.
He has four championships?
LeBron got four. One Laker, one Cleveland, two in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do need your coffee, man. Come on.
How many did he lose, though?
Oh, yeah, but we can't fault him for losing, though. I mean, some of the teams he dragged there were incredible. The fact that he even got there, doesn't that deserve some praise? Or
he lost to Cleveland. He lost in Cleveland when he had not a single other All Star with him.
I'm just messing with you guys. I know you guys.
I was like, who am I talking to right now? You do need your coffee.
What's going on, Mark?
No, I say fifth because it's what he did. There's nothing you could say against him now. He's got four. He forgot the final puzzle. He's the greatest shooter of all time, and I'll lean hard on that because I think that certainly deserves a lot of respect, that he's the greatest shooter of all time. So there's no weakness in his resume anymore. Mm-hmm. He got the last piece. So I think he's in that room with LeBron, with Magic, with Jordan, with Kareem. You know, it gets tough around there.
He ain't in a room with Jordan. Let's calm down. It's a whole separate room.
Mark,
he's in the room. But
no, he's not in the room.
I mean, why?
Because Jordan was every single year of his actual career so much better than everyone else in the league that no one even argued it. And he was finals MVP every time he got there and went 6-0 in the finals, never went to a game seven, is the all-time scoring leader, all the advanced metrics lead and everything, and he was the best defender at his position ever, maybe? Like, come on. He's not in a room with Jordan, but he can be in a room with others.
He's in the room with Jordan. They just asked Jordan what seat he want first.
I think Jordan's in a room by himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Him and LeBron.
Yeah.
But he's in a room with me.
Mark, can I ask you this, though? Because, you know, today I asked the question this morning. I was just curious, and obviously Golden State, Steph Curry – deserve all the praise in the world. But he got his finals MVP. We're having this conversation around him being top 10 of all time. So it led me to think, I'll ask you, is he the best player in basketball right now? That's where I get a little bit lost.
I'm going to use the Chauncey Billups-ism.
Okay.
He says, if you are MVP of the finals, you are the best player in the league to that next season.
That's how I honestly. Not every time, but most of the time, that's how I feel.
That's why I said he's the best player in the league.
Like Iguodala won it in 15, but it's really LeBron. You know, when Dirk got it, I did. Yeah. I felt like Dirk was the best player in basketball that year.
You got a lot of technicalities this morning, man. You got a lot of technicalities this morning.
He has a lot of technicalities in life every day.
Very precise.
Guy's slick out here.
I have to form the narrative for some reason. Very important for me to control everything. I don't know why. All right.
No, but he would have this will that I haven't seen from him probably in the previous finals. This different edge about him. And if you don't think he cared about winning that award, there's this rapper, shout out to Mr. Fab in the Bay Area. You know, T knows who that is. He runs up to Mr. Fab after the game. He said, what are they going to say now, boy? Mm-hmm. What are they gonna say? I'm like, oh, he really did care about that.
Yeah, he was talking to Max though, Mark. he was talking to Max. He's been hearing how Max has just been bashing him left and right over the last couple
months.
No bash,
just asking the listen, Mark.
No bashing.
I asked the question that you're saying now. You're addressing it. You're saying he hadn't done this thing that he just did yet in his career. Be the best player in the finals. Be the reason his team beat the other team as the best player on either team. Do it when they needed it most. Yeah. Score in the second half of games they would have otherwise lost. He did it. He hadn't done it yet. He just did it.
This is by no question, this is the best finals performance he's had.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No question.
And it has elevated him to a new level, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is his crowning moment. I mean, but hey, man, shoot, he had KD, but I'm going to be like, so that didn't mean he wasn't great. I mean, KD at that time was just the best on the planet. It was, you know, it is what it is. That didn't mean Steph wasn't great. But this finals, from other than one game, I just saw a will to win from him that just seemed different.
Yeah.
You know, and they also had a defensive effort that was elite that probably doesn't get enough credit.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Spears, senior NBA writer, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And we talk about getting credit. We talk about players doing what they want to do, empowering themselves. Draymond Green certainly helped his case in Game 6, bouncing back, having a phenomenal game. And although he struggled at times throughout the series, and there was conversations, large conversations about a guy can't do a podcast and play basketball effectively and do all of those things. Well, he put that to rest. Now, all of a sudden, do you think winning another championship and having an opportunity to maybe go into the podcast game fully and TNT and everything else, that Draymond will walk away?
No. He'll find time to do the podcast. Don't worry about that.
Wait, you mean to tell me he can walk and chew gum at the same time? How much am I expected to believe?
But, Mark, why would you stop doing media when you're on the best show, like, on Earth right now? I mean, you have a chance to keep forming a dynasty. You have insight to maybe one of the greatest players the game of basketball has ever seen. You're a pivotal piece of it. Keep telling that story while you're playing basketball at a high level.
He was legendary for getting that deal, right? And at ESPN, we need to do the same thing with C.J. McCollum, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, get the same type of deal where he's working for us while he's playing. I don't see Dre, Clay, and Steph. And if anything, Iguodala's the guy I'm watching in terms of is he going to walk away. But those three key guys, they love each other too much. They love this too much.
Yeah.
And they're going to be better next year.
So you say three guys, right? Let's add a fourth in there, Wiggins. Yeah. Where are we going with Wiggins? You know, they're going to at some point start talking contract, right?
No, it's not that
right?
He's not there now, but I'm just talking about the legacy of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, those three guys have just been together. There's this kinship, this brotherhood, this family thing to them, where they're three dudes that are super opposite from each other, but they are etched in the fabric of this franchise. And in terms of Wiggins, the thing that's amazing with him is if you would have asked probably most Warriors fans before the playoffs, they would have been like, yeah, we could ship him to get some money for Poole. No, not the case now.
Exactly.
They really realize how special he is. I actually got one of my friends from Canada was mad that he wasn't MVP. And we forget that Wiggs is like 26, man.
Yeah, man.
So if you count him and Jordan Poole, you know, Kuminga, Moody, and I'm going to tell y'all this. I watched James Wiseman play
special.
A few times before he got hurt, and he's going to play Summer League. He has a chance to be special. I know people are probably falling off on him the same way they fell off on Embiid. But they'll be better next season than they are now.
Mark, real quick, since Wiggins, he has 1 year left on his deal. Rumors are circulating that they're going to try to get an extension. I know right now he's tied with Clay for the second highest payer on the Golden State Warriors team, around $32-33 million. Where do you think that'll end up?
That's a good question, but I will tell you this. They can afford it. They're worth $5 billion.
Yeah.
So whatever they have to figure out for them, I think they'll figure out for them. And the good thing is the players on that team don't really have egos about it. It's just, you know, circumstances of the moment. Jay, you remember when Steph wasn't the highest paid guy for a while.
Yep.
Right? He was like fourth, fifth, maybe, I think, at one time. So, and after the game, him and Poole were chatting at each other about who's about to get a bag.
They're
both about
it,
to
man.
Get paid, and I don't.
Silicon
I don't feel
Valley
sorry
money
for
out there. Everyone's eating. Everyone's gonna eat.
Yeah, they're worth $5 billion after buying that team for $475 million. So I don't feel bad for ownership.
Mark J. Spears, thank you very much, Mark. Good to talk to you.
And I'm going to get my coffee key. I knew what I was saying at first, man. I was just messing with
you. No, you had to wake up. You bought time. You laid out. I know what you were doing.
Treading water.
Steph.
Take care, y'all.
All right, brother.
Steph got his finals MVP. Is that overhyped or underrated? That's next on ESPN Radio Sirius XM Channel 80.
Simply, Clay, how does it feel?
There's so many who counted us out. Said the dynasty was over.
This fan base gave me a hard time, really hard time. And to come here and get a win, but we did what we do. Welcome back to the Warriors Invitational, baby.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The 2022 Bill Russell NBA Finals MVP Award goes to Stephen Curry.
Hey, I hear all the conversations. I hear all the chatter. We hear all the chatter. I ain't got to talk about it. Just got to go do it. And that's what this is about.
Let's understand this. This is the greatest shooter God has ever created. We have never seen a shooter the likes of Steph Curry in the history of the game of basketball.
Forget that. We champs. Why are you starting with that question? We got four championships.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. It's time for underrated, overhyped, Evan, what we got.
First question, Steph Curry winning Finals MVP. Has that been overhyped or underrated? Jay?
I mean, to me, frankly, it's overhyped. I hear how people say it's the last missing part of his resume. But, like, the reality of watching the 2015 NBA Finals, like, Stephen Curry was the MVP. Like, was he the best player on the floor? No, that's LeBron James. But LeBron James also averaged, like, 35 points, 12 rebounds, and, like, 11 assists. I'm not looking at Iggy, but like, oh, he was a difference maker over Steph Curry.
11 people voted. No one voted for Steph.
How many of those
four
people were
for LeBron.
People? How many
seven.
Of those people were
basketball
players?
They were even
players?
More important. They were media members,
Jay. You don't even know who those
people
Jay.
Are. They were media
you don't
members.
Know who they are, but you value their vote.
No, one was at The Athletic. Was it Sam Emick? Because he had the article that I read recently. Overhyped or underrated, Key?
I would say it's overhyped because
thank you.
It's just a piece of the resume at the end of the day. His resume is so damn long that a fourth championship to me is more valuable than an MVP trophy in the finals.
Preach.
Because the athletes are like, and not just Key and Jay, a lot of athletes, people in the business are saying it's underrated, or sorry, it's saying it's overhyped, it's actually underrated. This has elevated Steph's legacy in the exact way I said it would. And now you guys just don't want to admit it. Just admit it. Just admit it. Listen, guys. I didn't play the game. This is all I got. This right here that I'm doing is all I got. That's why I'm good at this.
This guy can never be wrong. He'll tell himself that the sky is purple.
Yeah.
And he'll make
sometimes
you believe
it is. It's sunset.
It's pink. It's more pinkish.
I've seen it pink. I've seen it purple. That is
I've
true.
Seen it
I'm
orange.
Done.
I've seen it yellow.
Direct.
I've seen
I'm
it different.
Done. I'm
depending
done.
On what part. I mean, I get it all. Yeah. That. Move along, Evan.
I'll move along as well. I want to. This is my segment. I'm the captain now.
The amount
well,
of
hopefully you got an apple bot. Never mind.
The lack of finals experience for the Celtics. Underrated or overhyped, Key? Jay?
Underrated.
Somebody?
Underrated. I think that you cannot discount the experience that one would have in situations. And I could go with my own personal experience of playing in championship games and then finally getting to the pinnacle of the Super Bowl and not letting it slip past us because we had been to the finals before and that experience of going there, we knew what it would take.
Yeah, I'm with Kay. I'll say underrated. When you start, and it's no excuses, but like if you're going through a long playoff run for the first time to NBA Finals and then you meet like when you're at Jason Tatum have 1,000 minutes logged in the postseason and then you meet the Golden State Warriors with that continuity offense – in the NBA Finals, it's different, man. It's different.
Like, you have to choose one. So if I have to choose one, I'll say overhyped because the difference in this final, clearly, that had a big thing to do with what you guys are talking about. It was Steph Curry. If Steph Curry, would you swap out the stars on both teams? It's Steph Curry. When you have the best player in the finals for whatever reason, and he's coming through when you need him most, that's why you win. That's why Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan and Kobe's Kobe. Imagine. That's why. And now Steph is Steph. That's why the first question was underrated. And this one is overhyped.
Evan, are you
Stephen
there?
Curry's impact. I'm here. Stephen Curry's impact on the NBA has been overhyped or underrated, Jay?
I think if anything, it's underrated. I think it's very hard for a lot of non-basketball people to understand about what it means when he extends or when people say he's changed the geometry of the game. It's not just about his shot-making ability from deep. It's about how that forces you to extend the defense, which sets it up perfectly for the continuity system in which the Golden State Warriors have. And unless you have played the game of basketball or studied it, it's hard to understand that. Keyshawn, you're next.
Yeah, it's underrated for sure. And when you think about it, changed the game tremendously, and everybody is now trying to duplicate what he started 10 years ago.
I mean, you have to choose between the two. It's underrated. Clearly, Steph had an enormous impact on the way modern basketball is played.
Cleveland as a sports town. We're going to move some general ones here. Mad Dog said Cleveland, best sports town, best sports fans. Cleveland as a sports town, underrated, overhyped.
I'll say underrated. I mean, just going to Cavs games, seeing how crazy they were for the Cavs, understanding the history of the Browns. Like, just everything that city's all about. My mom's from Elyria, Ohio. Shout out to Ohio. I'm just saying it's different in Cleveland.
Jay's, like, from everywhere. Got people everywhere. He's from Duke in North Carolina.
I know,
and also,
I did go to Duke and North Carolina.
And Chicago and Cuba. And you're everywhere.
My mom was raised in Elyria, yes.
No, I thought of the same thing, but then I had to think. He said his mom,
right,
not him.
No, but, I mean, he has roots somehow go everywhere.
Yes, we all have roots, yes.
But yours are everywhere.
Where are your roots from, Max?
Ukraine.
The Bronx. Okay.
The Bronx, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He had him one on his list, though, right?
Yeah, Mad Dog had him one, yeah.
So how could it be overrated or underrated? I mean, it's overhyped and underrated because it's one on the list.
Well, until Mad Dog put him there. If you're saying, are they overhyped or underrated on Mad Dog's list, maybe overrated. I think for most people, they may be underhyped, right?
Thank you, Max. Perfect. Yeah. You said it perfectly. Keep follow along. The 2022 Bills underrated or overhyped?
No, I would say overhyped on this one. Hmm. Yeah, the 22. Come on, man. I get it. It wasn't his fault that the Kansas City Chiefs, James,
overhyped.
Beat him. Exactly. I mean, like, Bills, it wasn't.
Overhyped.
I get it wasn't Josh Allen's fault. He let him down. They scored, took the lead. The defense. I get all that. They still lost.
They left 1 second on the clock from Mahomes. Was their mistake.
You know, I would say neither. I think it's just right.
Win something.
No, you got to pick
something.
One. Pick one.
All right, so I'll say overhyped.
Jay's there going, you know, I have family in,
in Buffalo.
On my dad's side, I got someone in Buffalo, and then I got someone in Kansas City, too. I don't know
Elyria, Ohio.
I was born in
Get
Kansas
off
City.
Me. My
but
parents
I have,
went to the Ohio
my,
State.
My
Max,
wife's mother's
have
from.
Have you been listening to the show? I've talked about that for the whole time you've been here.
You know what? I got to say overhyped because I think so much of it is that great game Josh Allen and the Bills had against the Chiefs. If it wasn't as close as it was, I don't think as many people would be picking them for the Super Bowl.
The best part of this is, like, we've talked about this topic and the Bills being overrated for so long. My dad was at my house as we were doing our 3:30 call the other day. He hears us talking to this, and he turns to me and he goes, God, the Bills are so blanking overrated.
What was the blanking part?
Nope. Oh. Not a break.
Your turn to weigh in on Steph Curry's place among the all-time greats. You'll call in, you'll wait patiently, and then we'll probably get into a debate or an argument or discussion.
Or Max will tell
you
you're
around
wrong.
And waste all the time, and then in the last second, we'll take one of your calls.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg.
Steph Curry has a chance to retire with one of the great resumes in the history of the sport with no exceptions.
Greeny, weekday mornings at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Tune into an AL Battle Sunday as the Astros host the White Sox. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and at 7 p.m. on ESPN. Jay, I was killing Jay in the commercial break, Key, because I was watching Kenobi with my kids. Obi-Wan Kenobi, the Disney Plus. You
Star
know?
Wars, right?
Yeah, Star Wars, yeah. And I asked my daughter, like, what? She's a big Star Wars fan. Like, the Stormtroopers, you know, they have these white suits on. You ever see the?
I
don't
got a
know.
Picture of them.
I don't know. I think I don't know what they have. What it must just be to conduct electricity, because all it does is slow them up. Their armor slows them up, and if they get hit with a laser beam,
these guys?
Yep. Yeah. If they get hit with a laser beam anywhere on their suit, they die. So what's it there for?
What's the point of wearing
what's
the armor
point?
If it doesn't protect you?
It not only doesn't protect you, it's more dangerous to put that on. If they try to put that on me, but hell no, I'm not going to put that on.
Here's my day, too. Like,
but is this a
like,
real person underneath?
Yes.
So it's a person underneath.
It's a person underneath.
So it's just not like a...
Key, you shoot them with
not,
a laser beam in the
aliens,
foot, they're dead.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not aliens, yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Well, it's like lightsabers.
It turns
like,
out
why have
clones.
Lightsabers? Just use the Force.
Yeah, right.
Like, just get away. Move.
Yeah, you're Darth out. Vader finally did something. I won't say what it was. I don't want to ruin it for people. But
he
did something yesterday. That I always said, why don't they just use the Force to
just
do that?
Just crumble people up with their hands.
Tune into an AL Battle Sunday as the Astros host the White Sox. Coverage of Sunday night. I already did that. Someone got in my ear, told me to do that. Titus in Kansas City, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, first off, I want to say I love y'all. You guys are the best chemistry in any radio show out.
Thank
love you,
bro.
Every morning.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. I want to say that Andrew Wiggins' defense should be put on display for the finals. Should have got finals MVP, that game 5 performance. Stunning on the defensive end and offensive.
Wait. Did you just say Wiggins should have gotten finals MVP over Steph?
For the way he shut down Tatum and Brown, he showed defense way better than Marcus Smart, who's the defensive player of the year.
Wiggins had a great series. Steph dropped 40.
Yeah, like, I think if Steph didn't get it, it was going to Wiggins.
Yes, if Steph didn't exist, Wiggins would have, you know.
But let's not, I mean, Steph he had it. It was his.
Yeah.
But let's also be honest and talk about the fact that like, going into the NBA Finals, like the NBA wanted to give it to Steph.
Yeah,
yes, but wait, they wanted to. I get
he
it.
Got it on his own. He deserves it. But that was the narrative.
They,
going
I
into
they gave it to him. He had to take it.
Yeah,
I would have agreed though. I'd be. You know me. I'd be the first one here saying, guys, did he really win it? Had it been like game one, if he averaged 34, but most of it came in the first half on open shots and in
he
the second half. But
still
I'm saying
it.
For me though, if he'd have gone away in the second half and not, I'd have been arguing that. Guys, he was consistently in the second half of games killing them.
And yeah, I'm with you. And he killed the games that they needed him to, like,
yes.
When they lost, then they had to come back in game 2. Then all of a sudden, he had to even the score in game 4. Then he went out and didn't do well in 5, but he came out in 6 and said, you know what, man, I'm about to just turn this thing
and
up.
He
murdered
did it
the game.
Down the stretch in the fourth quarter where he closed it out. He deserves it, man.
He won it fair and square.
He's honestly one of the most special players the game of basketball has ever seen. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's just like there's certain people that you root for to see them be like,
Jay,
accomplish all that.
Is he the best player in the NBA?
No.
Is he a top 10 player of all time?
His resume is top 10 of all time.
I think he will be there in the end. I have him 11 at this moment.
Yeah, he'll be there in the end. Yeah. If he's not now, he'll be there in the end because he'll probably win another championship. You know, break some more records and do some more stuff, and you won't have to debate it.
Now, how long do I have to wait? The Warriors have been champions now for almost 10 hours. Can I focus my attention on KD yet or no?
Yeah, you can go right here. Tweet it out.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
I can focus my attention on KD?
Wait. Yeah. Set up the next 30 for 30.
Okay. Kevin Durant showed real guts by leaving the
wait,
Golden
Max,
State Warriors.
Wait, Max, we need
Warriors.
Music.
Okay, yeah.
Can we get music here for the 30 for 30? I need Max to voice this over. This is important. Mm. No, I don't think we're going to get music.
Kevin Durant
Friday. Okay.
left the Thunder where he could not get over the hump, and because he didn't play well in Game 7 against the Warriors. and lost in the Western Conference Finals. Then he joined a 73-win team and kind of backdoored his way into immortality by winning Finals MVP on a couple of teams that couldn't lose. That's reverse engineering greatness. That's not what we're talking about. And he heard all the criticism. And you know what he did? He thought, I'm going to prove it to everyone. And he left and went to Brooklyn to start his own dynasty. But it turns out things weren't so easy. And he couldn't advance in the playoffs. And now we enter what could be the final stage of KD's career. Can he win a championship without the Golden State Warriors? Because Steph just won one without him.
That was okay. I feel like that could have been better, but that was okay. Yeah, it was okay. It is interesting, though,
yeah,
that Kyrie Irving on this team once played for the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics are now considered to be one of the favorites in the Eastern Conference. And the Golden State Warriors now had KD on their unit, have won a world championship. It does make for crazy, interesting storylines next year if that team across the East River can figure it out.
It's so funny when he said that, Key, because literally we have windows looking at Brooklyn. Basically looking at Barclays. And all eyes of the sports world, I feel like, are now turning toward that. We're looking at it.
I was trying to finish my thoughts first thing this morning, but Jay finished them for me because he knew exactly where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where you were going, so mm-hmm, I wanted to help you get there without you dancing and playing games.
Plus, Key, you know, Jay got those ridiculous courtside seats. You know, I'm going to Nets games.
We going for
you
it.
You still got those courtside seats?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Well, yeah, Jay will get to
the Nets. I thought I saw you driving Max around.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max Greeny coming up. Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors and the great Steph Curry. ESPN
Molly!
Radio.
What am I, driving Miss Daisy?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.